to another episode of Multiverse Musings, the vidcast. As always, I'm your host, Adam, and with me is my co-host, Steven, a.k.a. Alfred Pennyworth. Steven?
Well, I've got the balding headlight, Alfred Pennyworth.
Yeah. Alfred got a haircut.
It's like it is, because, let's just say my wife was cutting my hair when it went wrong, so it's... I've gone back to my 15-year-old
haircut. Yeah, but was it an accident, or did she do it on purpose? That's the question.
Just feel nice and soft.
Maybe somebody messaged her via back channels and said, mess it up.
Do you know who I think it was? Jeff Johns.
Probably. Well, apparently he's at fault. But actually, I think yesterday was his birthday. So happy belated, as of this recording. So happy belated birthday to Jeff Johns.
That was a joke, Jeff Johns. I love you, man.
Yeah, we hear... Don't buy into ridiculous conspiracy theories or accusations that have no proof associated with them. And until there is such proof, we're not gonna cancel anybody. That's not how we roll here. Happy belated to Jeff Johns. Thanks for all the wonderful comments that you've written and the fantastic Star Girl season 1. We can't wait for season 2.
Yeah.
I guess we should get into before we do our news, we get into what we've been watching. Since you're not entirely sure what you're going to say,
I've actually got something out.
Oh, you got something? Okay, what is it?
Yeah. So I actually watched Superman the movie with my youngest, who didn't watch the whole thing, but he absolutely loves Superman. He calls him Ishiar. That's his thing. But it's his Superman figure up and he's flying around and he actually got some Superman pyjamas with a cape on that we got out for him, and he was loving wearing those. So, and my other son's got a Batman one, so they've got Batman and Superman together. So
I'm telling you, you gotta do the fight. And then one of them says howling, and then the other one says, what did you do?
I was gonna say, if one of them come, if I hear one of them saying, do you bleed, I'll be in there like, oi, back it in.
Actually, both of you do, you're not superheroes, back it up. Can't go to the hospital nowadays, it's not safe.
So other than that, watched that the other day, and pretty much just been watching, I've been still watching that comedy show I told you about, Not Going Out. Yeah. Been watching Mr. Bean again, because I love those episodes and stuff, and it's having a lot of comedy in the house at the minute.
Yeah, that's...
And music.
That's necessary. In times like this.
Yeah, I'd rather have a laugh than be watching something depressing like a drama.
Yeah.
Or life is watching these dramas.
Life is depressing enough.
What have you been watching, Adam?
Yeah, I've been watching, and recently I did it for a upcoming podcast that I don't know when you'll be hearing it, but it's recorded. But I've gone back and watched another episode of the classic Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon. Man, I'm loving that cartoon. Yes.
Did you know in the UK they called it Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles?
Why?
Because the thought ninja was too violent.
Oh, for God's sakes.
We call Batman Beyond Batman of the Future over here.
Why?
I don't know.
Is it beyond some kind of outlaw? I mean, it makes sense. The title
makes
sense.
Yeah, because he is the Batman of the Future, but
yeah,
it's like Batman Beyond just sounds so much cooler, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So it's like...
You know, the double B, the alliteration, right? The Stan Lee style alliteration.
I like Jeff Jarrett there, double J.
Double F.
But yeah, so the UK just does weird things sometimes.
I've been watching it, and it's just reminds me, man, I love that franchise. I know it's not Comics Corner, but I know I'll save it for a Comics Corner because
we've got Comics Corner. Yeah.
So but that's what I've been watching, I'm having a blast. And there'll be new episodes of the Turtle Dojo, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles podcast coming soon. Because we just recorded one, so
and that's available on Podbean and iTunes.
On Podbean, yes. And once I send you the file to edit, it'll be posted soon. So if you don't see it within the next 2 weeks. It's probably me, but blame Steven, just because he's the editor. So, you know.
Working me, working me down.
Before on Twitter, you know. Just,
yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so, no, there it is.
Yeah. Nice. All right, then, should we move on to our news section?
Let's do it.
There isn't a ton of news, but there's a pretty big one if it turns out it is definitely true, which I'll get into it and we'll say what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I saved the big news for last, the potential big news for last. How about that?
All right, then. Okay, so I'll do the other two bits first. So we got we finally got a promo for Black Lightning Season 4, which is coming before Superman and Lois, but we got the Superman and Lois trailer first.
Yeah, for all the fans that complain that the WB doesn't care about Superman, could have fooled me.
And I do kind of get why people are a bit annoyed that it's taken like this long when it's on the 8th, it comes back. But at the same time, I do feel like there's a little bit of a... I might as well talk about this now. So I think because Superman and Lois was a bit of a shock trailer, wasn't it, where we weren't expecting that tone and that style and stuff. And that's the first one that's going to be co-produced with HBO. And I get the feeling there's going to be a phase out of the old shows. Apart from Flash, because Flash is so popular. Because I reckon Legends next season, or but last season, after this one.
Yeah, so probably, one. I'm surprised, I'll be honest, I'm surprised Legends lasted this long.
I am as well, considering it's an expensive show to produce, and its ratings are not exactly...
brilliant. I mean, let's be honest, the ratings for every CW show, bar The Flash and...
Walker...
Why, Walker did good? I didn't check the...
Did you not see it? It was the highest rated CW show in like something like 10 years.
I watched the episode because I like Jared Padalecki from Supernatural. So
is that good?
I enjoyed it.
What have you been watching?
Oh shit, I forgot about it. I kept it in the superhero realm. Damn it, I've been watching Walker. I watched the first episode.
Well, it was a massive, did really well, yeah. So.
My question is, how long before they get Jensen Ackles on the show as like his cousin or, you know, something?
We'll do it at some point. Well, but he's going to be in The Boys season 3, isn't he? So he's going to be a lot busy at the minute. But so I think there's going to be a phasing out of the old shows because Black Lightning and Supergirl. To be honest with you, I'm just going to say this right now, right? In terms of quality of what's existing on the CW, I think Black Lightning quality wise is the best. Like, it looks the best. He's got the best acting. And I think it doesn't seem to dive into those.
The storylines are a little deeper.
And I'm a bit gutted that I didn't watch it sooner, and I feel like I've kind of been part of the problem because I haven't been watching it.
I don't think it's a ratings issue with Black Lightning. I just think it's the creator's decision, is my guess.
Possibly. I mean, I don't know about that because the actors didn't know, did they, when it got cancelled? They found out when we all found out. Do you think it might have been more... because I know the ratings aren't very good, and I think I'm pretty sure they had a co-financing deal with Netflix and that ended at season 3 or something. So I wonder if it's actually just a financial decision.
And if they do Painkiller, that would go with HBO Max.
Although, is Painkiller going to get picked up? Because you can't always be too sure, can you, with these...
No, but I'm saying if...
Yeah.
I heard somebody was saying... Now, again, this is not from any official word or sources, so take this extremely... with an extreme heap of salt. and... Don't shoot the messenger, because I'm just...
Adam underscore Lee's fan on Twitter.
I'm just... They're quiet now. I'm just relaying what I heard. But they're hearing rumblings that Batwoman may not get a season 3.
I wouldn't be surprised.
The first two episodes, the ratings weren't as good as season 1. I think it would be a shame if that was the case, considering...
Don't blow the lead on the second episode review.
Yeah. No. But considering, look at All American, okay? It gets even less ratings numbers than Batwoman. Mm. So Why would you cancel Batwoman and keep All American?
Is it cheaper to produce? Do they get money from different streaming revenue? This is the thing about the CW. It's all about the revenue, the outsourced revenues they're getting it from.
Yeah, supply. And I think if Batwoman does go, it would be because of the pre-existing Netflix, more than anything, the Netflix relationship. Whereas now anything that comes out on the CW post, you know, HBO being in existence, it has the streaming rights with HBO. So, I'll tell you, if Batwoman does go after two seasons, A, it'll be a shame. B, I think it strengthens the likelihood of Wonder Girl and Naomi being picked up, because then you're taking Black Lightning and Batwoman off the board.
Plus, I believe those shows would
and
be...
And Super Bowl.
Yeah, true, yeah. But don't you think those two... I think those two shows are going to happen for definite anyway, but... I'm just saying... Well,
if,
you never know about Ava What's-Her-Face with New Gods. Because that's... I still don't know.
Well, New Gods, I believe it when I see it, but Wonder Girl seems more like a...
Oh, Wonder Girl. I haven't Wonder Girl's happening. I don't think there's any danger.
Oh, sorry, Naomi.
But the thing I'm going to get to is, because that kind of backs up what I said about this new phase with starting with Superman and Lois and these higher quality shows not following. Because the thing is, right, and I think you probably agree with me on this, the Arrowverse formula is getting a bit tired. Which I wish Marvel would kind of sometimes look at some of their
stuff. Man in the Chair, the whole.
Yeah, there's a lot of that sort of stuff, and I get the feeling that the Superman and Lois, and I hope they stick to 13 episodes, to be honest, for the shows going forward. I believe there's going to be a new, I don't know what word to use, like a new raft of shows that are going to be this new element, and then the old ones are going to get phased out. I think if Flash does go to, say, season 10, I wouldn't be shocked if they kind of boosted the quality of it and did some sort, not a reboot, but like did some big event.
Honestly, you know, all this talk about backdoor pilots and spin-offs, Flash is the easiest one to do.
You mean because of Kid Flash?
Well, there's Kid Flash, there's...
But yeah, I was going more along the lines of they could easily do a crisis event in the Flash that kind of revamps the Flash, not reboots the Flash, and then suddenly things are better quality. And you because the thing I've said about the Flash is there's too many side characters. There's way too many. Yeah. Even though Elongated Man's gone, there's still too many. So for me, I would get rid. I actually think the Wells thing's got a bit tired out as well. You know, like the new Wells. It gets to a point where you're like, how many freaking new worlds is there? Yeah. I mean, you can keep it going forever, technically, but it gets old hat, doesn't it? But because the Flash is so popular, they're going to... Because Grant Gustin's kind of got the Tom Welling thing now anyway. He's a bit untouchable. I get the feeling it's... If he said, oh, I want to stick around, but I want to do something a bit different, they'd probably revamp. That's what
yeah,
that's
true.
Really a better word for it, yeah. So I do think there's going to be a new phase of shows, and I think they're going to phase out the old ones. So, do you want to dive into this Black Lightning promo then?
Yeah, let's do it.
Have you got anything else to say on the previous thing?
No, I hope that's just chatter and Batwoman does get renewed for season 3 because you can't blame Javicia for what's going on with the rating. I just think, look, it's the pandemic era. Look at where the show started later than usual. It's also competing with Sunday Night Football, which is at the
They need to move it down. Actually, before we run up line, I want to just say something about. There seems to be this contingent of people who just hate on Batwoman for.
Yeah.
And I've seen it with these channels, and there's I won't name any of them actually, but. They've kind of put up these videos like Superman and Lois wins where Batwoman fails, and I'm like, and they're kind of having it.
How do you know that? You haven't even seen Superman and Lois yet.
Exactly. And the things that have a got, I mean, there's always this thing, right? And let's just bring this up, right? This woke thing, right? Which I think it is a problem on the CW shows at times, but this, I don't think Batwoman overdoes it, and I've never got the complaints about it. And I think one of the things that people hated on Batwoman from the start was because Ruby Rose is kind of, you know, as we know, she's...
problematic. She's
not just the way she... Because she, I think... I don't want to use the wrong word. Like, I think she
doesn't care. Where's that?
No. I'm not going to that. I don't think she associates as a female, does she? I think she associates... You know, the whole gender thing.
Fluid. Yeah.
Gender fluid, that's it. Thank you. And people kind of hate on people that... People are afraid of what they don't understand. I think that's a good line from the Kevin Costner thing.
And
I do think there is something to be said about that. And I think people are hating on it for that reason. And I just think it's just the stupidest reason to hate on someone, in my opinion. Like, people are gender fluid. And...
Again, for me, like, this whole wokeness being a problem idea, I think is misguided. I think shows are trying to be relevant to the times that we live in, which is fine, which is absolutely fine. And they look, to stay relevant, they should, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't sit and pretend certain things aren't happening or certain things don't exist. That's not the case. So you have to bring these things up. However, there is a way to do it.
Execution in it.
And not shove it in people's face and make it obvious. So, like,
but do you think Batwoman does? Because I don't
know.
No,
but here's my example. Supergirl is problematic because, I mean, they're winking constantly at the camera, not physically, but metaphorically. Oh, look, Alex is in a lesbian relationship. Look at us. Wink, wink, wink. Look what we're doing. Mm. Give attention to this. Whereas, Batwoman played around, you know, had lesbian relationships on the show, but they felt like natural, realistic relationships.
Yeah.
Supergirl doesn't. Supergirl feels manufactured and stuff.
Yes.
And when they were, you know, when they would talk about, you know, people being against aliens and immigration, and they, you know, they take the jabs at Trump. Most people know what Trump is, and they don't need to be hammered over the head. Hey, the guys.
President in, was it season 4? It was pretty much Trump on it.
Yeah, but, so that's what I mean. It's being cultural. I call it culturally aware and relevant. I don't prescribe to this woke term. Because I'm woke when I get up in the morning after sleeping. That's woke.
That's a cool point. I
just woke up.
I was just using the terminology that I've heard in these videos.
I get it. So to me, there's ways to do it. And it's putting it in your story, but doing it in a natural way and not making it look like, don't do the George Reeves winking at the camera. Hey, look at us. We're doing this for publicity, which oftentimes is how Supergirl plays it.
That's something I was kind of wanting to bring up about the new phase of shows is I think it has become a bit of a problem as far as the CW goes. And I think the CW know that, you know, they get a lot of stick off people for, you know, doing the things they do sometimes in these shows. And I think that they kind of want to move away from that. But again, that's not me having a go at stuff. I'm just saying that, you know, Batwoman in particular seems to have this, people seem to hate on it for these things that I don't think it does. I don't think it's overdone or not natural or anything. Unnatural, you know, the way it's executed. It feels perfectly natural to me the way it's executed. So, but we'll see what happens. And I do think that the hate mob on Batwoman might be the thing that gets.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That's my
kind of worry because I really enjoy Batwoman. So.
Yeah, and we'll discuss it in depth.
Yeah, of course we will, yeah. So, yeah, anyway, so we've got this Black Lightning poster, which I thought was badass, and then we got a promo as well, which was... To me, you know what? I'm just going to say this right now, right? To see it's Black Lightning's last season, do you not think it was a bit kind of underwhelming that just did, like, a 30-second normal promo without doing a... Like a season... It wasn't like a season trailer, was it? It was all like a season promo. I mean, it was a good season promo, but... Do you know what I mean, though?
Oh, you're talking about a longer trailer?
Yeah, and say the final season, you know, make a big... Like, do you remember when Smallville ended him? It was like every week, it was like the final season, and the point where you were like, we know, but they're not doing... This, they're just going season 4. And it's like this little promo, which is a good promo.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. But I just thought it was cool, and it looks like Jefferson's obviously dealing with the death of Henderson, which was, spoilers if you haven't watched season 3, I was gutted when he died in season 3. I was like, no.
I really like that character.
So I think we're going to be spending a bit of time with Jefferson, you know, basically heartbroken and fighting. And I get the feeling the stuff with the cops is going to be, maybe there's like a cover-up of what happened. And he's not happy. Because he's basically not Black Lightning anymore, is he, at the start of this trailer?
Yeah. So
that's the way I took it. The flying effects for Jennifer just look phenomenal. I think the flying effects on Black Lightning are brilliant anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah, I think it looks good. And I believe she is leaving the show early. It is Jennifer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Real actually, his name is China something, isn't it? I can't remember.
China McLean, yeah.
McLean, yeah. So she no, already...
No relation to the character in Die Hard.
John McLean, yeah. Yeah, so she's going to be leaving at some point earlier in the series, so I don't know if they're going to kill her off or if she's going to go off somewhere else or anything. But the flying effects look fantastic.
Oh, top notch, yeah.
Yeah. Anything you want to add about the season trailer?
I'm just looking forward to it. I'm curious to see how it ends. Unfortunately, it's unfortunate that it's ending. But at least they know and they can give a proper...
Yeah, they found out early enough that they can...
Yeah.
If they not like Krypton.
If they would have found out halfway through their season, or after the fact, like Krypton, then it would have sucked. But at least now...
Krypton announced it like the day before the season finale or something. And it's like, or
sci-fi. No, it was after. It was the day after.
Oh, was it after? I thought it was the day before. Right. That stuck to... Because that... Anyway,
yeah, because I was so hyped after that finale.
Yeah, because you had what's her face? I know what come to me. Superman's hot grandma.
Nissa.
Yeah, she'd landed on Thanagar, which because we weren't sure if it was Thanagar or thingy. And then they were and then you had Seg and Adam Strange and Lobo going off to. After Brainiac, because he kidnapped Jor-El, and it would just start one ending, and we never got. Maybe they'll do a comic one day or something.
Hashtag bring back Krypton.
Bring back Krypton, indeed. But yeah, anyway, sorry, Black Lightning, anyway, season 4, I'm looking forward to it. I think consistency wise, seasons 1 to 3 were all fantastic, so yeah. Hopefully 4 can finish off on a good note. At least there'll be a good 4 season. Yeah. Arc for the characters. So.
Finish strong. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's the best thing. That's all you can do. I'm hoping Supergirl does the same because I've been disappointed with Supergirl, but I want the last season to be good.
I've been disappointed with Supergirl for 2 seasons now, 4 and 5.
Yeah, because 4 had some great Lex Luthor stuff, but it was like a handful.
Yeah, the Red Daughter stuff was
that
great.
That was really good, yeah, but everything else, yeah, it was terrible. But
in my opinion, if you like Supergirl and you've liked every season, I'm glad for you. Enjoy it. Let me rephrase. In my opinion, for me, aside from the Red Daughter stuff in season 4, the rest of season 4 and all of season 5 to me was utter garbage.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think season 1, when it was on CBS, was the best season, and I think it had more comic book stuff.
One and two I really liked.
Yeah, 1 and 2 were good.
3 I enjoyed because of Rain.
The Rain stuff was good, but I thought when that got to the halfway point, it sort of fell apart after that.
Yeah.
That was my issue with that. But anyway, feels like we're ragging on Supergirl.
No, I just, like I said,
yeah.
If you love the show and you've loved every season, I couldn't be happier for you.
Yeah. So we'll go to movies and we'll go back to the thing that's movies on TV. So we got our first full look at Darkseid from Zack Snyder's Justice League. Now, I have to say something funny here. Somebody says to me, it doesn't look like Darkseid to me. And I'm like, it literally looks like they've just gone comics and gone. His suit's a little bit different,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, but overall, it looks like Darkseid. I don't get that.
Siri went off again. Even
Siri thinks it looks like Darkseid. Maybe Darkseid is controlling the new Siri. I don't know.
Maybe it's a boom.
It's a
mother box. That's what I was going to say, yeah. Mother. I'll turn into the
step my shop at your house.
Oh, it sounds like Steppenwolf saying mother in Justice League. Mother.
He's got an Oedipus complex, that's for sure. no, he looks like Darkseid. Like, if you're going to tell me there's a character that doesn't look like his character in the comics, that's Steppenwolf.
Yeah, he doesn't know. I'm all right with that, Mark. I'm not really.
No, but I'm saying, if you're going to complain about it doesn't look like the comic, then talk to me about Steppenwolf.
But I had somebody going in about Kirby and how it doesn't, because Kirby's was more like, he used to draw like, I say square drawings, he used to draw square faces and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, even if you look at the square face, the shape's more square, but it still looks like Kirby's dark side. It's just like, I mean, I think in that shot where you see him as Uxas or whatever, Uxas, whatever he's called. It looks like Dark Side there.
I don't care how old he is. To me, he's Dark Side.
Yeah. But even there, where he's a youngster, he's without the armor, he still looks like Dark Side, doesn't he, facially? So.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, it looks cool. I wanted to get one of these shirts, but they're not available in the UK. So.
When will Warner Brothers realize that
they've got fans outside America?
There are DC fans outside of the United States. Hello?
He's driving me crackers. I mean, you'd think something like a T-shirt would be available.
This is why DC Universe failed, folks. Because you didn't launch worldwide. You morons.
Well, I'd have got it.
Yeah.
Right on.
And so. HBO Max is going to struggle. It's not going to come to Canada because of some kind of telecommunication deal. So we're going to have to watch it via Crave or some of the shows are going to be on certain channels, which is fine by me. I don't have to pay extra for a service, but I would have.
Yeah, and it would have been nice to have had the option to watch everything in one area, like all but the DC stuff. And
people want to give you their money. Let us give you our money.
Well, there was an article about it getting distributed in Europe, right? And I thought, great. And then I remembered Brexit. We're not part of Europe anymore, so. I was like, does that include us now? Oh, no.
What is with that, by the way? That's weird.
So basically what happened was we were part of Europe and we got to vote whether we wanted to remain part of Europe or become independent as a country. And I voted to remain with Europe, but I got all voted. The vote to leave one, which if you voted to leave, fine, I'm not having a go at you. I'm just saying my personal preference was to remain.
Yeah.
But so basically we're not actually part of Europe anymore, but I wonder if things like that, when they say Europe, they still include the UK. So, I don't know anyway.
I do not know. I'm not.
But yeah, from.
Politics are not my forte.
And I'm not talking about Europe who sang the final countdown either. No joke. So, ready to move on?
Let's do it.
So, this was a big A, and this came from, is it Valen? Vullion?
Vullion, I think.
Vullion, right. It was for the Vulcan Reporter. I should have said Vulcan Reporter. It's so much easier.
Yeah.
And he has blocked me on Twitter.
It's called Spock.
I don't know why. But anyway, so this, what I'm going to read out now, actually lines up with something Anne Sarnoff said the other day, but it kind of goes deeper, like more literal than she did.
Yeah.
So basically, according to the Vulcan Reporter, DC on film are planning for more synergy with DC TV shows. It's rumoured that the DC films have asked for help from Greg Berlanti when it comes to world building in the DC Extended Universe. The plan would be for characters from DC TV series to appear in upcoming movies in cameos, which Grant Gustin's going to be in The Flash, isn't he? If Grant Gustin's not in The Flash, you know, I'd be shocked.
It would be a surprise. Yeah.
Because I feel like they're going to return the favour, you know, from Crisis. So that was kind of the top and tail of it. I actually followed this up on Twitter and said, look, if you want someone to run DC films, Greg Berlanti is probably your man. You know, if you want somebody to do, you know, in terms of synergy, that's probably your guy because he's proven he can do it on television. So, in my opinion, anyway.
To me, look, irregardless of, you know, the quality that some may feel the CW shows have or don't have. He's crafted a universe that connects. And it's connected for what? 8-9 years now?
Yeah, and if you think about as well, like it's from the off connected to a TV series at The Flash in 1990 anyway.
Yeah.
There was a lot of connections there. And then when you go out and get to Crisis, it connects to everything. Right.
Yeah. So and he's managed it pretty well. Like, it's been fairly smooth. Again, you can't blame certain decisions on quality of each show or special effects on Greg Berlanti himself. he can only deal with the budget he's given and the network parameters that he has to, you know, follow.
Well, so, how much input does he have in the actual content of the show? Because from what I gather...
that's why the show has showrunners, right?
Yeah, I gather he gets the showrunner. I know he gets involved in some of the stories, like crossovers, because it'll say story by... Like, he'll say, right, we'll do this for the crossover or whatever.
He's probably there in the conception of the show. You know, the general conception
of
the casting phase. You know?
Yeah.
And then from there, he hires his showrunners, and away they go.
Yeah.
But you can't...
That's what I've always covered. Because there was somebody over there having to go in for the way Superman was, quote, booked on Supergirl, and I'm like, that won't have even been his decision, how it happened. Dealer said, right, you've got Superman for this episode. That'll be probably his whole input on it. You know?
And look, I'm sure, I can almost guarantee you that was a decision of the showrunner at the time. To play Superman as kind of the jobber to Supergirl, you know, to prop her up. That's the showrunner's call. I guarantee you that won't happen in the Superman and Lois show.
No, and I'm glad you brought Superman and Lois up, because this is something I was going to mention. So, looks very cinematic, doesn't it? Now,
indeed it does.
You go by my logic of phasing out the old shows, bringing in these new higher quality end shows. Not saying this is the reason why, but if you're going to then have those characters cameo or appear in movies, I'm not saying Superman will, I'm just saying any character, say Naomi, for example, wouldn't you want them shows to kind of have their own level of high quality, so that when you do put them in a film, it doesn't seem quite as jarring?
Yeah.
So that's something I thought of when I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
Well, so if they did my idea with the Flash and revamped the Flash, say, not this season, next season, and made it a bit more cinematic, and then Grant pops up in Ezra's film, doesn't feel quite as tonally jarring, does it?
No, yeah, I agree with you. I really do. I think you're onto something there.
And don't you think as well, like, the idea... Because people keep having to go to DC going, oh, DC hasn't got any plans and all this kind of crap, right? The multiverse strategy is a plan, and I think it's one that makes a ton of sense, because they already have, like, Michael Keaton's Batman, who's really established and people love. So people are... Because anytime something happened... I mean, they said it with The Flash. There were people saying, when they cast Ezra Miller, why didn't you just use the guy from the TV show? Because they love the TV show so much.
Yeah.
So, but a multiverse strategy allows you to use... They can say, right, well, we'll bring Gustin in. Not saying Miller would quit The Flash 2 or whatever, but they could have that option, you know, or a cameo here and there, because they think, oh, that'd be cool. You know, there's lots of... I'm not saying the TV shows are going to promote to the films, but you get what I'm saying, don't you? Like, there's options.
Yeah, of
there
course. Yeah. It's now an option that's there.
Yeah.
And again, I see a lot of people, you know, oh, but Greg Berlanti was involved with Green Lantern. Yeah, that movie was taken away from him.
Yeah.
Because he was
going to
be
the first script.
Yeah, he was going to write and he was going to use it as a vehicle to direct. And that first script, I read a script review, and they said it was Batman Begins level quality.
Yeah, it was. I've read that same review, and they had like Guy Gardner in and stuff, and it was very much Green Lantern on the page. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I do like the Green Lantern film, even though it's not a great film. But
yeah,
that film should have been a lot better, and I think it would have gone with you. That film went through what other films do, where it's just too many cooks in there, and that's what.
Yeah,
that's what killed the Green Lantern.
So that's not his fault.
But then I see Geoff Johns getting blamed for that film as well. And it's like, no, that he was consulting on it, but he was literally going, "Oh, does this look like Parallax? Yeah, all right then." That was kind of his input. It wasn't going, "Do this, do that, do this."
Geoff
do that.
Johns was brought in. I'll tell you why Geoff Johns was brought in. He was brought in so that they could put it in a press release.
Yeah.
And the Warner Brothers could say, look, we got the comic guy involved. Everything's okay.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Trust us.
That was, know, to appease the fans. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was pretty much an in-name only kind of credit.
And he was on like the documentary saying Ryan Reynolds is the perfect Hal Jordan, which I think Ryan Reynolds will be the perfect Hal Jordan, but that's not really all that. And he was saying these things on, and it's like you say, he was put in there to give an impression that they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
They didn't. And that film for me ultimately failed because of the director, because not a bad director, but he didn't have a vision. If you don't have a vision for something, then...
Because all you have to do is look at the episodes of Smallville that Geoff Johns had a hand in, and Stargirl.
Yeah. Says it all for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so do you buy this news? Do you think it's spot on? I mean, it does kind of line up with what Ansarnoff said.
It does line up with what Ansarnoff was saying. And
yeah, obviously it gets more literal, but...
Yeah, I buy it.
Me too, and I think it's the way to go. So, and people stop saying they don't know what they're doing because they're not doing what Marvel did. Marvel's way is not the only way. So,
yeah, exactly. As long as you do it, as long as you do it right, there are other ways. You know, as long as you take the time and care to put a plan in motion.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be solo team up.
And it's like I have these arguments with people about how Dawn of Superman won't work today because Superman Returns wasn't quite what it should have been, and they talk about Wonder Woman 84, you know, copying bits of it and all that. But I'm like, that doesn't. The thing is, you just make, if you make good movies, people will come and see them and they'll enjoy them.
Yeah.
Or you make good content. That's what it's all about. It's not about not doing that idea or that idea. The ideas are just a superficial in some ways. It's about executing your product.
Yeah.
So. Right then, should we move on to our Batwoman Season 2, Episode 2 review?
Let's do it.
So it was called Prior Criminal History, and I've got a little synopsis, shall I read it out?
Yeah. Go for it.
After her quick spin in the Batgear, Ryan Wilder is back to facing the daily challenges of life as herself. Alice has a new devious plan to get the attention of both Gotham and it is Sapphire, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, Sapphire. And then lastly, it says Ryan comes face to face with Alice for the first time. So, what did you think to episode 2 of Batwoman?
I thought it was another really strong episode. Mm-hmm. I really liked the fact that we get an understanding of the first time Ryan Wilder came into contact with Batwoman.
That was clever. That was really clever. With the they obviously used the stunt double, didn't they, for Batwoman?
Yeah, obviously.
But that I've been saying they should do that in the films with Richard Citrone, you know, as Batman. Yeah. To you, and then I'm like, they do it on TV and it works. It just shows you, doesn't it? If you do something like that.
No, but the fact that, you know, Batwoman saved Ryan from a mugging.
Yeah.
And that echoes Batwoman's, Kate Kane's origins in the comics, because Batman saved her from
a
mugging. So I like the parallels there. I even liked the plan that Alice had to, like, you know,
with the bats.
Yeah,
anime Batman Returns.
How to get most people, right? Like, where are you going to get them? You're going to get them at a rally for Batwoman. And to speak to that, you know, Ryan realizing that, you know, once they hear, like, the people chanting and calling out for Batwoman, they realize that we can't just have this be, you know, Kate can't be the only Batwoman. Gotham needs a symbol of hope, kind of thing.
Yeah. That was cool. I enjoyed that. It was funny actually, because people have been complaining about her being perfect, but she proved again when she tried to land in the gear. She couldn't do it.
Yeah, she's clearly not, two episodes in, for sure.
Exactly. She might be good at some stuff, but there's a lot of stuff she isn't good at. And I've seen people complain on socials about how come she's just in the suit and she can do this and that, but they've gone out the way twice now in both episodes to show you, like, she shot that thing in that guy's leg by accident in the first episode, and in this one, like I said, she couldn't land in the back gear. So,
but she also says that she's done martial arts, so it's not like...
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's not like Roy Harper, who has two training sessions with Oliver, and then, hey, look at me, I'm ready. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So, I don't get that complaint. And I like
no, I don't either.
I mean, she's so unprepared that... That they have to coach her about, okay, stand like this, mm-hmm. do this, you know.
Yeah. When she was still on top of the thing, she didn't know how to do anything, did she? And then they were like, they were what's, I can't believe really it.
I mean, where she excels, where she has an advantage over Kate, I think, Ryan, is that she's, even by accident, you know, being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Mm.
Had more involvement with criminals and have more interactions with criminals. So,
well, that was a good scene, wasn't it, with the robbers in the shop? That was
yeah.
I thought it was a cool action scene. Actually, she threw the ibuprofen at the guy in.
it was good.
Go ahead. I was going to say it deals with that. She gets arrested, doesn't she? Because, you know, it's the whole, you know, because she's a person of color and stuff. It's,
yeah. It's, and again, they're dealing with it in a way that's not, you know, overly wishy.
Yeah, it didn't feel like overly forced, did it? And then, although that was a bit weird that the crows kind of took her. I'm like, wouldn't this be a police matter? And she'd be going to the police station. But
anyway. Well, the crows are basically the police at this point.
But there's also police, isn't there? So it's like, well,
yeah, but I mean, we've established that Gotham police are useless.
Yeah, well, that's true. Especially if you got the Tim Burton Batman.
I mean, in what universe have they ever been good? Gordon, maybe being the only one?
About John Blake?
It's terrible at everything.
What am I laughing about? Sorry, I'm listening to the Dark Knight Rises episode, but when he goes, shoots that guy and he's probably shot to shot someone, I'm like, you're a cop? Have you never shot anyone before?
Yeah, like, hello?
A cop in Gotham as well. Must have shot somebody. But yeah, it's like, so that I really enjoyed that, and obviously that was to set up that she had a background with, is it Sophie she's called? Terrible remembering names tonight.
Sophia? You mean, no.
No, with the, I mean, Ryan with, Sophie
yeah.
Yeah. So they've got a bit of a history and, you know, they know each other, and she's like, oh, Ryan Wilder, what a shock, you know, to see you again type thing, because she's obviously been in trouble a few times.
Yeah, and I really like the scenes with Jacob. Like, he's really...
Oh, yeah.
Showing his acting ability.
And now that he knows Kate was Batwoman, he doesn't like there being another Batwoman, which, again, adds to that. That kind of gives it a different angle now, doesn't it? That there's that... You know, that's the tension now.
Yeah,
whereas
before,
the tension was he didn't know who Batman was. And now it's like, you've got my daughter's suit on. So I kind of like that.
Yeah.
And it's his way, he's obviously grieving, isn't he? So that's his grieving process, is to take it out on the new Batman, basically. So that's going to obviously lead to some really good stuff down the line. Although, how good were those binoculars? It's like, you can see
I was going to say, man, that's pretty impressive. I mean, they could...
Yeah.
That's quite the zoom factor.
I have one thing I didn't like in this episode. Okay, and it was the journal is back. I did not like the journal in season one, and now I do not.
Yeah, but now she's really instead of...
I hope he doesn't stick around. I hope he gets abandoned again, because it's just so... Do you remember when Arrow did voiceovers in like the first two episodes, and they were like, right, we're dropping that because it doesn't work. It was reminds me of that. So I think it needs to be dropped.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no need for it.
I love that the Batmobile came back and she actually got to ride it this time.
Yeah, I think we're going to be seeing
that. That is a fast car, man.
Yeah, we're going to be seeing it a lot more this season. Yeah. And, you know, I liked how she resolved with the bomb that was going to...
Yes, yeah.
Or the tracker that was tracking the bats.
I was going to ask you about that. What do you think about her killing the bats? Do you think it was a bit... Because she didn't, why did she have to kill the bats?
Well, I mean, the pedo people probably aren't happy, but...
Yeah, I guess so. See, that was something... Ryan doesn't like bats, which I thought was quite funny.
Yeah, and Bruce was afraid of them, so it makes sense.
Yeah, it lines up with that, doesn't it, yeah.
Whereas Kate was just like, nah, my cousin was Batman, I'll take his suit.
And you know when Sapphire's sort of a henchman turned up at the end, were you thinking League of Shadows? Because I was.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Which I think he's supposed to think along those lines, aren't you? So,
we're going to play into a little bit of the not Ra's al Ghul himself, but like the Ra's al Ghul dynamic.
Yeah, definitely. And then Luke is still kind of reluctant because Ryan wasn't supposed to suit up in this, kind of had to because they needed someone to dress up as Batwoman, didn't they? So could have just got a stunt double.
How did you feel about your sweet daughter getting shot there?
Oh, well, she got stabbed, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That scene actually bothered me a little bit. I'll tell you why, right? Why didn't Alice just kill her? Because they're still sort of playing Alice off as this kind of between the lines, because I was thinking you've got the knife to her throat, now you're just gonna stab her in. And Julia is mouthing off, and I'm thinking, why are you mouthing off? She's got a knife to your neck, you idiot.
Yeah,
but I feel like Alice did the bat thing, but then gave him the cure. I was a bit like, well, what? I mean, and she did it to get Thingy's attention, didn't she? Sapphire or whatever. So she kind of, yeah. I guess I kind of answered my own question. She kind of is still sort of playing both sides a bit, isn't she? Where she can't.
Yeah, I don't think she's all bad. I mean, there's still
some good in her. Yeah.
She's done some deplorable things, but I don't think she's all bad personally. I like the rooftop fight with
that
her.
That was so good. And Ryan's just like, I'm gonna kill you, and I was like, whoa. And I almost thought, you know, the stairs scene. Is she going to make the right decision here? Because she's going to go after Alice. Or she's got to go.
Yeah.
You know, and she kind of makes the right choice. And I thought, it's going to be a season-long arc, I reckon, or a half-season arc, where she get, well, probably a season mark, because it's only over the episodes, where she'll kind of come to terms with not killing her, or maybe she will kill her, and that'll be the twist, because Oliver Queen did it a few times in Arrow.
Yeah.
I don't want to kill the, what's it called? The magic guy. Can't be his name. And I was like, shit, he's killed him. Damien Dark.
Yeah.
He just killed him, didn't he? I was like, well, no, but... Oh, they came back in Legends.
I hated that guy.
Did you? I quite like him, mate.
I hate that character. Oh, sorry, let me rephrase. He fits in Legends. He didn't fit in Arrow.
Yeah, Legends with the Legion of Doom, that was really good stuff.
The magic aspect in Arrow, that was relatively grounded.
Yeah, it didn't quite work, did it? Yeah. I think they were just trying to do someone, because the Flash was so popular, they kind of felt like they needed to kind of up their ante, didn't they? But yeah, so Batwoman anyway, I think that's going to be her arc. She's going to obviously get to the point where she's going to kill Alice. Does she kill her or doesn't she? That's the...
Well, it depends if it goes to season 3.
Well, I might do it in season 2.
Well, no, but they'll make a decision based on...
So they haven't said season 3 is happening, have they, yet?
No.
Because I was watching, I think it was Pagey, and he was saying he expects all the shows to get picked back up for next
season. Yeah, I expect it too, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ratings are low, but again, there are factors...
But because the COVID thing, and they kind of don't have a lot of time to... We'll see anyway. I guess it'll depend on how it does on the other avenues.
Yeah, and again, like I said, when it's come out and being against Sunday Night Football right now is not...
No. They'll just move it. Surely they've got another night they can put it on. But I'm going to go on. I reckon there'll be a season 3, but okay. I reckon season 3 might be the last if they don't start picking up more viewers.
I could see that.
Yeah. So yeah, anything else on the episode? What do you think to the CGI bat? Looks quite good, I thought.
Yeah, I thought it looked fine. Yeah, it was great.
The eyes reminded me of how when they got the scarecrow toxin in Batman Begins.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then we've got Zaz coming in next week, haven't we?
That Zaz is turning out to be a popular guy.
Yeah, he's in the popular everything, isn't he?
He's been in Batman Begins.
I wonder if I like this one, because in Batman Begins one, there wasn't really much to like because he wasn't much of a character, but it was kind of all right. I believe he's a musician, that guy, isn't he, who played him in Batman Begins?
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I think he's from some band or something. Right. The one, I wasn't a fan of the one in Birds of Prey. I thought, it just didn't feel like Zars to me.
I agree.
And then, have we had another one? Oh, I love the guy in Gotham, Vic. He was great.
He was good, yeah.
He's probably my favourite one. And then this one, I don't know, like I say, we'll see him. And I know for a fact, seeing the promo for next week's, Ryan mentioned something about changing the design of the Batmobile, and Luke wasn't too happy with her. So that'll be interesting to see. Yeah. So yeah, anything else to add before we rate?
Solid episode. Really good. Yeah.
Out of five?
Four.
Yeah, I'm going to go four as well. I actually thought, I think I gave the pilot a four, but I thought it was better than the pilot. So maybe I'll go 4.25.
Well, you mean the pilot? Yeah.
No, not the pilot, sorry. The season two premiere, I meant.
Yeah.
I think I gave the premiere a four, but I think this was a little bit better. So I'm going to give it a 4.25. Okay. I'm going to go up slightly.
You just want to go higher than me for once. That's all it is.
So yeah, that's Batwoman, isn't it? So we've got, I don't know if it's going on break at any point, actually. I haven't seen the schedule, but it's definitely on.
At some point, I'll take a week.
It's definitely on this Sunday. So we've got.
It probably won't be on Super Bowl Sunday, if I had to guess.
Yeah, which is the 7th, yeah.
You'd be stupid to put.
Well, if it gets low ratings that weekend and then anyone complains, I'll be like, well, what do you expect?
Yeah, it'd be pretty stupid.
Yeah, so there'll probably be a week we don't have it, so we'll probably try and do something else that week, maybe an animated film or
We'll get back to Batman the Animated Series.
That might be a great week to do our last pilot on the Superman and Lois.
Oh, good idea. Yeah.
So that's Prior Criminal History, as it was called. Yeah. Which is an interesting title.
So that
brings. Let's see what the title of next week's is.
Oh, what is it? Zaz?
It's called Batgirl Magic. Interesting. I don't think it's Barbara Gordon.
Titans has got the market on Barbara covered.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Even though apparently there's no embargo anymore. There clearly is. There's clearly some rules where to go.
I don't think they even know exactly what the rule. I think what happens is somebody from the shows goes up and says, can we use this guy? And they're like, hang on, let's check the catalog. No.
It's like Minority Report. We're moving things around.
This one's earmarked for a movie. Sorry.
Yeah. But I think what the mean is they're a bit more lenient on a few things, and I think.
Yeah, depending on who, yeah.
Because these people, right, look, I would love a Batman TV series, but it ain't going to happen because the film would have to bomb.
They have to exhaust all possibilities on film first.
Yeah.
Then, when they've done that, then they're like, all right, TV.
Do you know the only way I think you're going to get a Batman show is if somebody wants to do like a high-end like thing where it's like, but it has to be like a specific thing. They're like, Superman Lois is about Superman as a father. It has to be something like that. So you might get like a Dark Knight Returns-esque Batman show where it's like an older.
Yeah, an HBO miniseries.
But that's the only way I think it would happen. And I think it would be a bit down the line. I don't see him going, oh, we'll do a young Batman series. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, they'll never give us Batman.
No.
Okay, let me rephrase
that. Do you know the only way it happened? Is if Christian Bale rang up and went, can I play Batman again, but I want to do it in the series? They'd be like, green light!
Like, all right, did you convince your boy to come back? Because he's mad at us. He's like, I don't know, I'll take
him. Well, do you know what? Who's going to give Nolan $200 million to make his pet projects? Anyway? I don't see it.
He's like, he won't talk to us. And Christian Bale,
it's not really.
He'll talk to me. And then he goes to Nolan's house and hands him up and says, Where's the script for the series?
Where's the script? Disney ring Nolan up and they go, all right, we'll give you $200 million, want you to make us, you know, project. He's like, oh, brilliant. It's for Disney Plus. Because you know what? The only way he's going to get to do something like that is if he does it for a streaming service, because I don't see anyone else taking a cinematic risk on another project.
After Tenet, I don't think anybody's
going to happen, is it? But anyway, that's neither here nor there. It's all relevant to Batman, isn't it?
So that's pretty much it for this week. We'll be back next week with our next episode. And we hope you enjoyed this one. And if you want to talk more Batwoman with us, between now and next week, you can on social media. So, Stephen, where can they find you?
Yeah, on Twitter at SteveBob1984, and it's the same handle for Instagram, although I don't really know how to use Instagram. So, I do know how to use it, but I just don't get it. I'm kind of like, what is this? But you can follow me on
Instagram. Promote the show, Stephen. That's what Instagram is
for. I ain't got many followers, so it's like...
Five more viewers are
there'll be no one on there, trust me. and the multitude of podcasts that Adam has, as he mentioned, stuff like the Turtles Dojo earlier, you can find information about those on at MMNPDC, and that's on Twitter as well.
All right. And also, just because Stephen's wife is his barber, and we know it's important to give your barber credit, follow his wife on social media if you can find her. We're not going to tell you, but if you find her, go for it. I've got to give the barbers credit. That's important. My cousin Stir. My cousin Stir, Stephen.
Hey, at least it's not Sweeney Todd. I don't want my throat slit.
Yeah. But if you want to find me on social media, it's at Adam_LeafsFan on Twitter. And we have the Multiverse Museum's Facebook page, which the link is in below. Go there, follow it, and ask for permission to join the group, and I'll add you, and we can continue the conversation there. And you already said the at MMNPDC one, right?
Yeah.
All right, then that's it. Those are the places to follow. I hope to see you there. Until next time, stay within the Gotham City limits, and remember that Batwoman is forever, from the first time she blew up a swarm of bats to the last. So long, everybody.